For 10 years, fishing regulators in New England have been trying to balance the competing interests of fish and fishermen. This week, they're making another effort to preserve the dwindling supply of cod, haddock, and other fish. Susan Chisholm of Maine Public Radio reports.
It's early Sunday morning, and the Portland Fish Pier is a busy place as fishing boats pull in to offload their latest catch. But these days, there are growing fears that the pier and its remaining ice house may go out of business because of new rules being considered by the New England Fishery Management Council. Amendment 13 could reduce the number of days fishermen can fish by up to 65%.
We have been beaten to death. I can barely get my friends to talk about it. They are so discouraged.
Craig Pendleton is the owner of a 54-foot fishing boat who says he was called to the ocean at age 9. Pendleton is also the director of the Northwest Atlantic Marine Alliance, a group of fishermen, scientists, and conservationists trying to build consensus on fisheries management, a process Pendleton says is currently paralyzed by politics and the fear of litigation.
What we need is a complete shift in fisheries management. This process is dead, it's broken. I am physically and mentally upset over it.
Pendleton says that regulations are skewed in favor of large boats that can steam farther offshore, stay out on the water longer, and catch more fish. Jimmy Odlin says the management process is working, fish stocks are coming back, and the regulations just need more time to take effect. Odlin is a large boat owner who was recently appointed to the New England Fishery Management Council.
We've had a 300% increase in fish stocks since 1994. There's not one fish stock that isn't stable or rebuilding to dramatic levels.
Jeffrey Smith of the Ocean Conservancy says while it's true that many fish stocks are rebounding from historic lows, they're nowhere near sustainable levels. Since New England's fisheries crashed in the early 1990s, fishermen have been ordered to drastically cut back on the days they fish, use nets with larger mesh, and avoid certain areas of the ocean at certain times of year. They've also been asked to give up their boats through government buyback. But Smith says the management approach has not worked.
I think that the council has consistently placed a higher priority on the economic concerns of fishermen rather than on the biological needs of the fish populations. And that's what's resulted in overfishing continuing to occur here for, 10 years now.
Landings of fish routinely exceed the target catch set by regulators. Smith's group favors enforceable limits. If the target on a particular species is reached, the fishery will be shut down. The Ocean Conservancy was one of several environmental groups that filed suit against the government for failing to rebuild stocks as the law requires. Last year, a federal judge agreed that overfishing must be ended. The current proposal is an attempt to address her concerns. Dr. William Hogarth is the Assistant Administrator for Fisheries at the National Marine Fisheries Service, which oversees the Council's work. He says the process can work as long as regulators take a hard line.
I think the problem is really making the tough decision. A lot of these people have to go home, the Sonoma Council, go home to their fishing port, and they deal with their fellow fishermen on a day-in, day-out basis.
But Craig Pendleton and other fishermen point out the federal law requires regulators to consider the socioeconomic effects of any new fishing limits. And while they say it may still be possible to save species of cod, flounder, haddock, and other fish, bringing back fishermen once their boats are sold and their piers are gone will be an entirely different challenge. For NPR News, I'm Susan Chisholm.